Hi, this is Duchess Robinson from 8x10 Design and Duchess.pro. Haven't done a podcast in a while. Doing a lot of things, moving around a lot of moving parts for 8x10 Design and Duchess.pro. Rearranging, doing specifically educational-based media, specifically for digital marketing. I want to get into a couple of things about digital marketing and organization marketing practices that I see. Now, I've looked at a lot of organizations, and a lot of organizations will come to me and ask me how to navigate and to market certain things. Now, even with businesses. So I've always given this particular format. When you post something, you want to do it 80% of what you're doing and maybe 20% of something else to draw people that may not usually come to your website, or people that have similar reasons. Like if you are a popcorn company, you're going to look for things that may bring in movie companies, if you know what I mean. You want to bring in different type of people into your page that will like the content and something similar. So I'm actually going to move it up to 85% of what you're doing and 15% of something else. And the reason why I'm moving it up, if you post a 50-50 portion of something else on your of your business or your organization and 50% of something else, to me, when I look at the content of your page, it lets me know that you are not aware of what your business is. You have no, you don't have a strong concept of what you're doing. You're all over the place. Because if you have to utilize other media to support your social media page, what is the purpose of you having that said social media page? What is the reason of having a business if you cannot produce enough information about your business, period? So what does that mean? You're coming to me, Duchess, what does that mean? I don't know what to publish. I'm not a digital marketing person. Well, there is so many scalable things that you can do. Sometimes you can take one principle of things and continue to manufacture it for a purpose or a goal. A lot of times people skip over that. They just want the flashy thing to help promote their page. And it's not necessarily that. Not every page is going to have 50,000 followers. Not every page is going to have 1,000 followers. But if you have consistent goals on your page, maybe 300 is all you need. Maybe 1,000 is all you need. If you have dedicated people that come to your page and like your posts. One of the weirdest things that I can see a page with 50,000 followers, but on a common post on social media platforms, you might get 2 likes. That tells me people are just liking it just to like the name or something like that, but they're not really interested in the content that you're providing. And that's the thing, contents to provide, pictures, images, blogs, podcasts, all of those things. You need all of those things, all of those ingredients in the pot to make your social media work. If you're posting other people's content and it's not directly connected to you, let me give you an example. Black Girls Hair Rock is not a salon. I have to go to get my hair done. I can't do my own hair. I'm going to tell you that now. I'll tell anybody that. I can't do my own hair. I'm looking at the wrong person. So, but the content on there is other people's content in terms of hairstyles and videos. Why is that often okay? Because it is a marketing for different platforms. That is the business model for that particular page. So that makes sense that all of the content comes from something else, but it is grouped together to formulate content for the public to help build up other things. Marketing, hair, put those together. That is the concept. It makes sense. When you look at different businesses, if you have a business that is primarily you're an organization or a church organization, why would you need to publish other people's content from different churches? It doesn't make sense, does it? So if I go to Greater Ebenezer, Hold My Mule, While I Shout Ministry.com or whatever else like that, why would you be posting other people's stuff on your page? You want to tell people about your ministry. You're not telling anything about your particular business if you are funneling your page just to have something on there. I want to break down a misconception. You have to publish every day in order to get followers or anything else like that. Let me say this. Do not confuse by publishing, just mass publishing a whole bunch of stuff and quality content. You may not be a person that posts every day, but when you do, it's quality content and you get the followers. What does that mean? Every platform, social media platform, has an algorithm. And if your goal in your social media is to build up followers, you would figure out what that algorithm is by the insights and the analytics of the page. Why would you then subsequently do all those things? So, briefly, so just to think, if I'm doing things to get people to like the page, why would I just facilitate it with junk, with spam mail, with all of those things? That's how I look at social medias that publish other people's stuff constantly. I call it junk publishing. Junk publishing meaning you're just spamming your own page because it looks good, but it has no clear call to action. I love when people come to me and say, well, I know how to do social media and I'm a social media expert. I've heard this a many a times, and they hold classes and they do everything else like that. I'm a social media expert. And then when I go to their particular page, they may have 300 people on there. Not to say that's a problem. Like I said before, you can have 300 people and that's what it's for. But if you boast that you're a social media expert, then your goal should be how many people you can get on the page. So you're not showing me you're an expert with 300 people or you can produce something every day. That makes no sense to me. That's just, you're just spamming your own page. It doesn't look like content. It does not look like the brand of your organization or your business. If you're producing other people, what is your brand? What is your talking point? What are all of these things that we're conducting? If you do not have those things, it is junk and spam. It's spam content. I don't know however else to say it. I've had these conversations over and over and over. Why would you do that? Your content needs to be, and if you can get 90% and maybe 10% and you're still facilitating, that's good. Now let me track back into what I said earlier in this particular podcast when we talked about how you can reimagine different information, different things to do your podcast. Well, let's go here. If you have a membership portion of your organization or your business, simply at least once, twice, three times, or even five times a week, you can manufacture a call to action saying, join our club, join our membership. You can have different papers, different pictures, or different videos showing activities. You can cut it down to like less than 60 seconds or anything else like that. That's content that you can constantly post on your page. You have to facilitate and understand what is the primary goal of your social media. If you just want action on your page, again, that's junk. That is particular junk. If you want people to understand what your organization is about, then you begin to have a conversation about quality content. It takes nothing. This is what I tell people. If you're doing your own social media page, and believe me, I know it can be costly. I would be the one to charge you. you would begin to really develop maybe taking out 2 hours in a day and record a podcast or go. A lot of people are not graphically sound like I am, not a graphic designer. You have other platforms like Canva and stuff like that where you can sit there and create all kinds of flyers and all other things for Vimeo is another platform where you can create content. Say you're going to create content for the week, or you can create content for the month. You can also schedule it out for when you want it to go to. If you look into your insight, you can see the time that people are on your page. Send that information out. So now you got content about joining the membership or activities or things that you're coming out with and thoughts about your particular industry. You have all of those things in place. So now, even if you take what you're doing and you're talking about something in current events, that is quality content because people will be looking for your commentary on certain things. There's a lot of ways to do a lot of content. One of the other things that I see constantly with organization, churches, and stuff like that, they would think that just publishing just pictures and pictures and pictures. I can look at pictures all day. The thing that you want to do with social media, what is the goal and what is the interactivity? What is the impression? What are people sharing it? See, many times, and I've talked about it in the past, we too many times want to talk about our business, but we want to talk about our business in a vain perspective. And what I mean about vain perspective, we want people to see pictures about ourselves in the midst of something. Long as we got a whole bunch of pictures about us, we're good. But no, is that the selling point of your business or your organization? What do I mean by that? Me seeing a picture of you just standing around in a picture with a bunch of people is not enticing to me to interact with you. Specifically, if it's not conducted in such of a way where, hey, we're looking and we're inviting you to come along to be a part of something. Specifically in your call to action. Hey, join our next meeting. Hey, join our next workshop. Hey, join this and that. That's where it says a photo is worth 1,000 words. You have to use that, and that is necessarily true. Even with videos, you want people to come out and be a part of your organization, your church, whatever else like that. You have to conduct the information that you have for them. Too many times I see pictures on social media, and it'll just have a bunch of pictures, and then it'll list where they were. Well, what good is that for me? I'm going to just like it because, okay, it's a nice picture. But what is the goal and what was the purpose of you posting the picture? And that's where I go back into the vain perspective of your images. It makes no sense. I'm just sitting there like, okay, they're doing a bunch of pictures. You cannot read the minds of people. So, give you an example. I had a client that was a consultant, and in the consultant firm it was just a bunch of random pictures of her, and the social media had the same thing of her. And the thing is, she wanted to sell a product and she was wondering why the product didn't sell. And can you give me a clue or idea? I mean, everything was, you know, it was clean, it was crisp, it had all of those things to it. And I simply looked at it and said, well, where's the call to action? Where are the people are supposed to go? Because all I see is pictures of you holding a product. That goes nowhere. If they have a question, okay, where can I find it? People, if you do not tell them what to do on social media, you ever be on YouTube and say like, share, and follow? that's why they do it, because people sometimes look at it and they're looking at social media mindless. I'm just looking at it. They're not going to look at it until they really need it. So one of the things that you want to do is to make sure that you put those like, share, follow type of call to actions in each of your posts. Quality posting, quality sharing, read more, join our group, become this, sign up for that, get information about events that we're following. A lot of an organization, churches and all of that, every time I go on their social media, I see none of that. It shows a worship service, but nothing else. We had a worship. Oh, we had the lady on TikTok. We had a time last night. We had a time last night. Well, what kind of time and how can I be a part of it? Makes sense, doesn't it? So again, make sure, and let's recap, make sure, one, that the information that you are sharing on your social media is quality images. Stop sharing other people's stuff thinking that's going to build your page up. All it is to me is just, you know, it, I call it going into a store with a bunch of stuff laid up all over. I don't even know the brand of the store. You got to move away from this. So you got to move away from that. I'm going to be very distinct about that. It looks a mess. It looks like you don't know what you're doing. It looks unprofessional. It looks all over the place. I'm just saying it flat out. From a perspective of, one, a person who does digital marketing, from a perspective of people looking at it, okay, I'm just looking at stuff. Most people will like your page if they like one thing, because they want to get more of what they saw on the page. Now, if they get on your page and don't see the same thing, they're not going to look at your page. They're not going to come to your page. They're going to move on. They're going to move on. What about hashtags, Duchess? Listen, everybody caught up to the hashtag fate. We could put a bunch of hashtags. I've learned now less is better with the hashtags now. That's just learning. That's just practicing. That's just looking at the insight. That's looking at the algorithm. Before, when I used to post for Black Girls Hair Rock, I would have a bunch of tags in it. Now, maybe I might put one or two. The last post I did, I put no tags, no hashtags on it. My impressions was over 50,000. That's what I'm trying to tell you. So You really have to. So that's the one recap. Make sure you're putting out quality image, and it's your particular, specifically to your brand. You want to brand your information. Stop putting out, it looks a mess. It shows, oh, we just showing a bunch of stuff. To me personally, I look at it, I say, okay, you're just showing a bunch of stuff, because you really can't talk about your program. You can't tell me nothing about your organization. You can't tell me anything about your business. You just want me to be on a page. You have no real interactivity off of it. We have no call to action to it. You got to move away from that. If you want to have a highly productive experience on social media, both you as the owner and people as the buyer, you want to upheld some of those particular things. Really understand your brand. Really understand when people want to go and buy or do something, it's not about you. They want to see other people. If you ever paid attention, 70% of people will follow the recommendation of other people about a company, business, or organization. So if you're the one just sitting there, standing there, taking pictures, saying, look at me, makes no sense. Makes no sense whatsoever. It does nothing to your business. It does nothing. It looks like junk. So I just wanted to get out and do some of the things that I've incurred in the last probably week or so. I will probably on this probably record a couple more podcasts, try to stay consistent, but listen, people listen. So thank you for listening. This is Duchess Robinson, 8x10 Design, Duchess.pro.